Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or why you're doing it, a special thank you, especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office so you get your Christmas presents delivered. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, plus our Amazon workers working in the warehouse, as well as the drivers out there. Thanks for tuning in to the program. We appreciate you doing that, and we appreciate your job, what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out all the different things we're up to. Now, right now, we have from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United,
States
of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice
for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we started out by saying thank God for Elon Musk. How about thank God for the Ukrainians and what happened there yesterday? Now, we're hearing that they struck deep inside Russia with their drones hitting some military targets, while the Russians decided to fire a bunch of missiles back in and strike more civilian targets. So, they're doing the right thing and Russia isn't. But then again, why am I not surprised?
Yeah, precisely. Remember a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was, when that bridge blew.
Yeah.
Well, the bridge has been repaired, and Putin did some kind of a PR thing where he and a couple other people, with Putin behind the wheel of the car, drove across the bridge, showing that the repairs have been done and the bridge is safe, and look how great we are that we fix this thing. So, yeah.
Till they blow it up again.
All right. So, it's really remarkable. This war is really against civilians that Putin has.
Right.
And there's just something inherently, and this, what do they call it, a special operation to kill civilians. you know, I don't see any world leaders shaming Putin on this one. I just don't. So, you know, Ukrainians are having to live in really underground in you know, tunnels and
right.
train depots and whatnot,
right.
In order to stay warm and stay safe. And,
yep.
You know, they have a water crisis, they have a food crisis, they have a medicine crisis. And, you know, where is everybody? Because I don't know.
Well, we know who's not there, and that's Hungary. And they said they're bailing out. They're not going to give them any part of the money that they knew was coming. What was it, $18 billion or something like that?
I don't know what the European Union was, what was inside this package. I don't think it was just about the money. But so I don't know where that really is. But, yeah, they voted no. But that's all I know about it.
Okay, and I got a little note here. I'll read it. $18.6 billion in critical humanitarian aid, including support for energy and healthcare facilities, but Hungary has vetoed to transfer the critical aid package. So they've left it in the lap of the U.S. You send it or we don't. That's the way it is right now. The U.S. is going to take care of it, I guess.
I don't know. I have no idea what the U.S. is going to do.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, if you live in Philadelphia, you might have a curfew because the crime is so bad there right now. The city council in Philadelphia approved a permanent 10 p.m. curfew. They'll roll up the carpets at 10 p.m.
Well, you know, I would say I'd be looking at the district attorney Krasner. He's not prosecuting anybody. He's under impeachment, by the way.
Correct.
And should be. But, you know, what is it? Philadelphia's not the city of brotherly love.
That's
so
supposed
much.
It. Yep. There ain't nobody loving anybody downtown. Good Lord. What happened in the Supreme Court yesterday where the majority seemed to support the web designer in this religious liberty LGBT case?
And should.
Yep. I think they're going to decide it in that manner. That's what it kind of sounds like. Okay, I got the music coming up in my ear. You hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's right, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for well over 85 years now. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you a rate quote for the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car or a truck. They can also offer coverage and tell you what it would cost to insure your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And then where you really save the money is when you bundle and add to that your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. You bundle that in there, and you'll save a boatload of money. So the website, again, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can also find out where your local agent is and how to get a hold of them if you'd rather do it that way. But check them out, geico.com. And see what they can do for you. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got two callers on the line here. I'm going to go to the first one. Bagamon Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
I just wanted to see where John Bolton is going to run.
Yeah. I did. That's a joke, but go ahead.
Yeah. What did you think about him?
Like I said, it's a joke. He tried once before. Are you aware of that?
No, I forgot about it. I think the main thing with him is, one of the main things is he's too old. I think we need a younger, fresher image for the Republican Party.
That's been discussed and is being discussed as we speak, yep. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it, yeah.
Will we see you today?
Yep.
All right.
I am on it so far.
All right, very good. Okay, well, Denise, what's your thought about that?
Well, I'm not a big fan of Bolton. Bolton is about Bolton.
Yep, he is.
He was generally very right on all things foreign policy, and he does an awful lot of work in the background on campaign money for candidates. But, again, Bolton is about Bolton.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, or at least I think I knew this at one point. He's also a dual citizen of Israel.
You're right about that, because I saw it in the article.
So that piece is a little bit interesting. But, yeah, I don't think he stands a chance. I think this is more of a kind of a trial balloon that he's putting out there.
Grandstanding?
Just to kind of shake up, you know, the discussion. So I don't think it's necessarily serious, but I think, what do they call it, exploratory?
He's yes.
doing an exploratory committee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got Elliot on the line, so let's go over here. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Captain, I'd like to send this to you and Mary. Now, 81-year-old Jeremiah Wright right now suffered a major stroke, and it does not look good for him. That's all I got to say about that guy.
All right.
Denise, I want to run this by you right quick now. On the Charlie Kirk radio show yesterday, he said Herschel Walker was down over 200,000 votes. Now, everything hinges on Election Day voters. The far left outspent Herschel 6-1. Charlie Kirk pointed out the RNC and Republicans did not do enough to help Herschel win. That's why Harmeet Gillen announced she is running as the head of the RNC. Now, Kirk said Donald Trump should have came and did two sold-out rallies with Herschel, and Florida Ron DeSantis was highly needed there also. Now, I'd like to get your opinion on that, because I agree with Charlie. No one can gather a political crowd like Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Elliot. Go ahead.
Well, they're both still very much a part of the campaign. They, I think DeSantis has been there, and
he
Trump
has.
Was doing teletown halls.
Correct.
For Herschel Walker. Now, Governor Kemp has been working very diligently using his campaign apparatus to help out Herschel.
Yep.
The RNC has been doing very much the same. There's all kinds of people that have been in the state that are helping out Herschel. Herschel looked at Kemp's architecture for when he won, and that is what they have Herschel doing. And especially, I mean, Herschel's not going to get metropolitan Atlanta. I mean, we can just we just know that.
Certainly not Fulton County. Yep.
Well, that's metropolitan Atlanta.
Right,
so what
right.
he's doing is he's emulating the architecture of Kemp, including surrounding counties like Cherokee, which is a big one too. I think at the last look, Herschel was down probably by, well, he's in the area of question here, but I think he was down by less than 4 points. So we'll see how this necessarily goes. You know, it's a manipulative thing. And, you know, if you listen very carefully to Warnock, and I have listened to him, you know, Warnock is attaching Herschel to Trump.
Yep.
And Warnock says that I am my own man, which is hardly the case because Obama's been there twice.
Yep.
And they certainly don't want Biden there.
Nope.
So, yeah, it's the hypocrisy is remarkable.
Well, I can tell you that I have an attorney friend who's from this area who's up there in Georgia right now. And when I spoke with that person last night, they said that they were part of a 1,000-person legal team scattered around Georgia right now to react to anything and everything that gets called in as far as being funny or tricky or illegal or whatever.
Okay.
So that you will probably hear a bunch about that during the course of the day, certainly this evening, I would think. But I don't understand how they could say Herschel was down 200,000 votes. How would they know that?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to know that. Let's put it that way.
Well, the early voting has broken all records.
Correct.
Forever.
Three times. Yep.
And I don't know. I haven't paid enough attention to know if they have counted those votes or where they are with that early voting. But the reason Harvey Dillon is considering or possibly running for RNC chair is because she believes that what the Democrats have done with the elections, you know, with the ballot harvesting and the mass mailings and all those other kinds of things that the Republicans pushed back on and sued over and those kinds of things, is something that we're going to have to look at carefully and possibly redo and follow what the Democrats have done if we want to be able to compete, which is Harmeet's position.
Well, I think that she would make a good chairwoman if she indeed gets it, but isn't there like four people running for that position now, including Mike Lindell?
Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
I think he may have thrown his hat in. I'm not sure. There's a chance that he was going to do that, but you know, Harvey Dillon has been involved in these kinds of things for a very long time when it comes to the RNC and
right.
Constitutional law and the people that she's represented. So she's no neophyte at this by any stretch.
Right. And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, the place to go check out what she does. Now, finally, because we're going to run out of time, Arizona certified their election, and they declared the governor's race the winner there, and it was not Carrie Lake.
And apparently the lawsuits were not allowed to advance until there was certification. So now I don't know whether that's true or not. I saw some of that chatter out there.
Yep.
So if that's the case, then it is certified. But interestingly enough, there are some interesting communications between Katie Hobbs and Twitter.
Yeah.
So, it's bubbled to the surface.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tonight. Have a great day and enjoy the weather. It's going to be a gorgeous day.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out what it is she does. And we'll be back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. military is warning that China is rapidly building a large force of space weapons, including sophisticated anti-satellite missiles, lasers, jammers, orbiting killer robots, and cyber tools. The Pentagon released details of Beijing's growing space arms arsenal last week in its annual report to Congress on the Chinese military. The New York Police Department revealed Monday that anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city have more than doubled from this time a year ago. There were 45 hate crimes motivated by anti-Semitism in November versus 20 in November of 2021. And in the Hollywood Hills, many are solemn tonight. Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. But in the meantime, check out their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out, and they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in both cases, they have campuses, they have instructors, they have all the curriculum that they have down here and up there and vice versa. The only thing different is the location. So, check them out online first by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. And after you do that, ask to take the tour. by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, or preferably both. If you're serious about becoming an aviation maintenance tech, you might want to check both campuses out. The one in Clearwater, Florida, the one up in Concord, Mass. Now, here's why. Because you'll be able to talk to the students at each school. You'll be able to talk to the instructors at each school. And you'll be able to talk to the money people to find out how it is you can either use your GI benefits if you're a veteran just getting out of the military, or you've been out a while. Use your GI benefits to take care of it, the training, which is about 14 months to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Unless you're coming out of the service with that type of an MOS, then you can challenge the test that they have and take the shortened course, which is only a matter of a few months, to make sure that you know your stuff. So, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 is the phone number. National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. Good luck. It's a career, professional career, and you will not be sorry for becoming an aviation maintenance tech. All right. In some very interesting news that you heard me talking about a little while ago with Denise and others, it seems that Russia let loose with another barrage of missiles on the Ukraine yesterday, but in the meantime, guess what Ukraine did? And we believe it was Ukraine. They flew their drones deep into Russia, about 200 miles away, and went after military targets and hit them, causing some damage, causing some deaths. Now, unfortunately, Russia did the same thing by flying into the Ukraine. Apparently, there were several hundred missiles fired yesterday by Russia all around Ukraine. And, of course, they're trying to break the will of the people, and all they seem to be doing is strengthening the will of the people. It's not working. But who am I to tell them? And they're burning through ammunition into Ukraine at a reportedly extraordinary rate. They've reached a point to where they've run out of warheads for some of their missiles, so they just fire the missile, and it goes pretty much as a dud. But nobody knows that it's a dud until it gets there and doesn't explode. So there you go. And, of course, if it goes through your window into your house, it's still going to do damage. It just isn't going to explode. Now, the Navy has gone and done something they may regret. We'll see. The Navy is now accepting recruits with the lowest test scores as the recruiting goal grows. And the Marines are having a problem with recruiting because of, they say, the vaccine mandate. It's hurting recruiting with the Marines. Well, truth be told, the vaccine mandate is hurting recruiting with all of the services. Truth be told. Now, the other thing, out there in California, there happens to be a coastal railroad that runs between the port in San Diego and Camp Pendleton, which is just up the road. A lot of things come out of that port, get loaded on train, and they're taken to Camp Pendleton, and some of them may be then taken out of there and trained east via the same way they got in there, or they may be unloaded, reloaded, and taken to a different place manually, whatever the case might be. But because of the environmentalist wackos, they're threatening to shut down the railway, which is the only rail link to the National Military Rail Network system. Without that, they'd have to cart everything by truck to where the next railhead would be, which I suspect might be 29 Palms, not sure, but for some reason that's the name that comes to mind, but we'll try to get an answer for that. So there you go. And have you heard about the Space Force? Well, they've stood up another military command center. This one they're standing up in the Middle East Command as the service-sized units now in Korea and Europe. They're in Florida now at CENTCOM, working with CENTCOM in their operating turf, which is pretty much the Middle East. So there you go. Now, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin gave a speech the other day at the Reagan National Defense Forum, which capped a week where the Pentagon was squarely focused on China's rise in power. And Defense Secretary Austin said the U.S. is facing pivotal years in countering China. Well, I don't know about you, but I hope those pivotal years don't involve Joe Biden, the weak, meek little sheep who was literally owned by the Chinese. He's literally owned by the Chinese because of all the money that his family got from them and all the favors that his family got from them. If you don't think they're not pulling the strings, then you don't understand the way it works when somebody dumps a bunch of money in your lap and then calls in their cards and says, hey, remember that $1 million they gave you? Well, now I want this, 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 and this. And that's what's going on right now. Also, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has redoubled his call for Congress to pass a federal budget amidst the fears of stalled talks is going to lead to another stopgap funding measure, and he does not want that. Well, too bad, so sad. Some of this stuff that they want is way out of whack. Way out of whack. Because it's not all for the military. They've managed to get some other stuff that they've thrown in there, which is something that I guess they do on a fairly regular basis. But they've managed to throw some other stuff in there, which has nothing to do with what it is they're trying to accomplish. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Going to talk some finances. Things are better than what they're letting on, but are they? I'm going to ask Chris. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. And we want you to know that this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, in particular, Moss Acura and their dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to the Nissan dealership, Moss Nissan dealership. And they have some things that you need to know about, and there's a reason why they do so well with listeners on the radio, especially from out of state. First of all, they have the You Serve, You Save program. Now, that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're firefighters, whether you're police, sheriff, state police, security, plus church pastors too, get a tremendous opportunity to save some money with the deal they'll give you on your vehicle for being a person taking care of America. Now, the other thing is they have the great Moss Care program, and that is where your vehicle will have free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, when you combine those two together, nobody's doing that. And this is for anybody, anywhere in the country. They can come from wherever you're at, and they have, from as far away as Phoenix, from as far up north and west as Minneapolis, St. Paul, and St. Cloud, Minnesota, upstate New York, Canada, Maine. So check them out online. Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open up some doors for you, too. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Is it nice up there today for you?
I haven't gone outside yet, so I couldn't tell you.
But what's the temperature supposed to be?
I don't think it's going to be too bad, 40s and 50s, so it's not so bad.
Okay, no, that's not bad. I was thinking it might be colder. All right, well, let's start with this. Legal experts are saying they believe the Supreme Court is likely going to stop President Biden's student loan relief. What do you think?
I detest this because it's going to become, it's going to just keep growing like all government entitlements will, so it scares the hell out of me. You would think with the type of the makeup of this court, that would be something that would be dealt with. But we shall see. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping, keep my fingers crossed, that they end up doing it. But, you even get Nancy Pelosi last summer saying that it's unconstitutional.
Okay. Well, wait till you hear this one. Somebody forgot to tell the manufacturing sector that we're supposed to be on the brink of a recession. Now, I say that because factory orders once again rose by 1% in October, handily outstripping the already bullish forecast for a 0.7%. Instead, durable goods jumped 1.1% above the stronger-than-expected preliminary estimate. Now, non-durables also rose 1%. What the heck's going on here? Do these guys not know what they're talking about?
All the guesstimates that they have in various different ways and statistics and seasonal adjustments, all these things to these things. It's very difficult. You're better off judging the economy just by looking around yourself, quite frankly. And I've said that again and again and again. Take a good look around, mm-hmm. and you basically see what's going on overall. I mean, a lot of these numbers, you look into them, you read into them, you're like, how could that be? But anyway, neither here nor there. I mean, that type of, growth, again, you think it's good news, but the markets yesterday reacted to it in the sense that, the Fed is going to have to continue to keep rates high. I'm under the camp that I always think it's better that if our economy's humming along and people have jobs, and that's most certainly the case. No matter where I go, I mean, it's a bit surreal to some degree. It really is. In North Carolina, go out to eat on a Saturday night. Obviously, probably one of the busiest nights to go out to eat. The restaurant that I went to was half closed. It was half closed, and it was because they didn't have enough staff. And it was extraordinary, to see. I mean, it's just not enough workers. And places I go into, signs up, please bear with us. Please bear with us. We don't have enough workers. That's an issue. And that's something that we could deal with, maybe with some immigration reform, something to obviously get our workforce where it needs to be.
When's the last time you came to Florida?
I remember. It's got to be at least 6 months ago.
Okay. You go to your old stomping grounds in Lakewood Ranch, and you drive through there, go up and down Lakewood Ranch Boulevard, or for that matter, go back there and drive up and down one of the roads further out to the east, and you tell me if you recognize the neighborhood.
I've watched it grow. I've seen it.
Nuts down there.
Yeah, the amount of people. It's been like that for a while. It keeps growing and growing and growing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Going nuts down there. And I mean, it's a great thing to see. And by the way, the construction equipment that you see, normally you see construction equipment that's been around a while, right? Brand new equipment.
There's just such a need for it. I mean, there's just, again, you got, so many people that are moving to Florida on a regular basis, and that area down there is, it's growing like gangbusters.
Yeah, and the other areas north of Tampa, up along 54 and 52, those roads off 75 east and west, that's just absolutely growing by leaps and bounds. So, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but for some reason, we are just hitting it on all cylinders.
Yeah, well, again, it's just the movement of people from all over the country that are coming down there. You know, I know a lot of people up here, you know, planning on moving down to Florida as soon as their kids are finished up with school, and I think that's going to continue.
Now, we've got a lot of different things going on. Of course, Christmas time this year, it looks like Christmas dinner is going to cost us about 20% more on average, unless you go to a restaurant. Then it could be a lot more than that because the prices have gone up dramatically at the restaurants right now. And I get it. I understand it because, you know, their cost of production as well as labor is all up.
Yeah, we're starting to see some easing when it comes to, you know, food costs to some degree. But again, it's very expensive, not now. Now, food prices might be coming down, but guess what? Your energy bill is going up. So, you know, that's gonna hit you as well. I mean, you gotta factor in the cost of everything, quite frankly. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, exactly. And for anybody that's burning natural gas, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you something else I'm starting to begin to notice. Wood stoves are making a big comeback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I've got my outside fire pit. Yeah. And my wood fireplace in my house, but I didn't realize that.
Yeah, wood stoves are starting to make a comeback. Now, you don't put one in a mobile home, so to speak, but there's a number of new houses that are getting fireplaces and or one of those, they're antique the way they set them up, but they're actually a wood-burning stove.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It is. Got to get the wood and everything like that. We have a lot of that here. You know, firewood's not that expensive.
No. And if you can get apple, it's the best to get.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to.
You're
not
what?
Here. We don't have apple tree here. That's upstate.
Okay. Well, you know, you can alert it and bring it down. A Markowski field trip is in the works. All right. Well, you know, just like anything else, I got about 30 seconds here. So what are you looking for today in the world of the business world that's going to take place? What are you looking for today?
Today, again, on a day-to-day basis, I don't really look, you know, for things or trends. I mean, that's, you know, for a lot of the talking heads, try to do on TV and turn it into a sporting event. You know, I'm doing what I'm normally doing. I'm looking for high quality companies. I'm looking for there's value, and I stick with that. And that's just the only way I know how to do anything. So anything else is to me is a bit of a racket. You get these guys that come on and they'll tell you where they think the market's going to do over the day, month, next week. And it just can't. So don't bother listening.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there, find out all the great things that are going on. Meantime, I'll be back with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.